We are drunk on liberty. Hey, we are Drunk on Liberty. It's Ryan, Jay, and Sarah Nay coming to you live from the Liberty Lounge.
Yo, what up, bitches? I'm in the house.
What are you drunk on tonight, Ryan Jay?
I'm drunk on Liberty. And I'm also drunk on some Michelob Ultras, once again. And a little bit of red wine. What are you drunk on tonight, Sarah Renee?
Nothing. Besides Liberty.
What else?
I've been drinking since about 3:30, so Michelob Ultra is pretty
well,
much.
Well, that probably makes no sense to our listeners because they don't know what time we're recording this.
Well, it's about like 8:30 Arizona time, so that's about how many
did
hours.
Did you start drinking at 3:30 Arizona time?
Yeah, 3:30 is Arizona time.
Okay, well, because you changed it to Arizona time.
It's always Arizona time where I'm at right now.
I guess.
So, yeah, I've been drinking since that time. So, it's pretty much, I'm pretty much about 8-9 deep. So, if that gives you, I'm pretty much probably going to stop after this one because of that fact. So.
8 deep. You usually get 8
deep. 8-9
deep.
So.
Around there.
What's this thing about no more Podomatic, Ryan? You're no longer using that?
Well, I don't have that on my list to talk about, but. I guess I was actually thinking that I might still keep Podomatic and just only have the newest episodes on there.
Oh, okay.
But we've kind of switched our sort of podcast hosting this time.
Where is it going to?
Well, you can still go to drunkonliberty.com to pick us up. You go to the episodes page, it's still there. It's just the feed is different.
Mm.
It'll take you to our little blog that we have. And because I don't know anything about websites and internet, so if you go to our website and then you go to the episodes page, it will take you to this blog that we have on WordPress. And that's how you can get our episodes.
Okay. I was just curious. Cause
previously, you had to go to our website and click on the episodes page, and then it would take you to Podomatic,
mm-hmm.
which it will still, it won't do. But my idea is that on the front homepage, I'll keep, like, the latest episodes, which will be the top 5, you know, most recent episodes. And they'll still be posted to Podomatic. I'll just keep posting, but I'll have to delete the old episodes to make room for them. Because Podomatic does not give us unlimited storage. And you have to pay for so much storage. And I plan on using a lot of storage. And I don't have the money to pay to have unlimited storage with Podomatic. So I found somewhere else that has free unlimited storage, and then I'll just link it to the blog.
That sounds like a good plan.
Wow. You keep banging that mic around.
I know. I hit the cord at the table.
Noisy.
It's fine.
Very noisy. So you can contact us still at drunkonliberty@gmail.com or contact@drunkonliberty.com. Also, go to our webpage, drunkonliberty.com. And go to the support page. Donate a little money to us. We'll use it to invest back into the show, make the show better and stuff. Or you can, I mean, if you don't feel comfortable just giving us some money, you can go to the support page and just click through on the Amazon little flyer, banner, whatever it is. And if you're already planning on buying something at Amazon anyway, just go through our page and buy it at Amazon, and we'll get a little cut. You can help us out. It'll be good times.
That works. And then that way maybe you don't, you feel a little bit more secure in your decision to give money. And you get something out of it too. So with whatever you buy. I guess kind of something that I was going to bring up because you brought it up on like our first or second podcast. It might have been our second or third.
Who knows?
About Steve Jobs. And then we thought he had passed away a long time ago. Not a long time ago, but a couple weeks ago. And he hadn't. I mean, he was sick. But officially he did pass away this week. I believe it was Thursday.
We broke this story way early.
So it was like we jinxed fortune tellers. No, we were fortune tellers, I think, a little bit.
Sure hope we didn't jinx him.
No, I don't think we did. He was really sick man, so.
Yes, he was. He has been for a long time.
But, so, we kind of spoke too soon in a sense because he really did not pass away. And then a couple weeks later, he really did. So, I guess, you know, our thoughts are with his family because his family is probably very sad of the loss of his, of their, you know, son and father and husband and all that stuff. But he was very, you know, innovative and smart. He was truly a very smart man. So, I mean, imagine all the stuff he probably could have invented throughout the years and, you know, we're not going to really know because he's not here to
well, all of you out there use a mouse, I'm sure. He invented that, so.
And most people don't know that. I didn't know who invented it. I honestly, if you would have asked me a long time ago, I wouldn't know who invented the mouse.
Yeah.
So I just always thought it came with a computer. But I actually know, because when I was little, I remember using like this weird thing. I had to follow like I remember I was like in kindergarten, first grade, and in computer class they taught us how to follow this turtle. Do you remember this?
Nope.
We had at our school we had Apple computers. And I guess it was like using a mouse or we had to follow the turtle with our mouse, I guess. And then that was like kind of a practice of the uses of the mouse. I don't know, because like it was timed, like you had to follow the turtle with the mouse so that you could prove that you knew how to use the mouse.
Yeah. The only thing I had in high school as far as computers was...
Well, it wasn't high school, it was when I was in kindergarten.
Oh, well, I was in high school at the time you were in kindergarten. We had these games where it was like typing, and you had to beat this thing that was chasing you as you
Yeah, no, we had
shit.
That too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I had it in high school.
Honey, you were not in high school when I was in elementary school. You were not in high school.
But I had it in high school, is what I'm saying. And so I was like the best in my class. You know, typing mm-hmm. all the... Well, you would do the number sort of sequence, and I would just know it, and I would fly,
well,
and this
well,
thing is chasing.
Was it like there... I'm just going to ask you a question. Was it like there'd be like a sequence of A, B, C, D? I mean, it would just be nonsense words. It wouldn't be real words. But you would have to, like, type those words out and beat the clock.
They had the one with the letters, but they also had the one where it was just the number pad that you had on the regular keyboards, not
okay.
like a laptop keyboard. And I figured that out really well, the number pad. I still, to this day, because I'm
mm-hmm.
slaving away in a cubicle for accounting, I have to know it, and I just know it, and I'm, like, super fast with those numbers.
Well, now sometimes laptops now have the number key on the side sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah. The one girl I work with actually had purposely bought a computer because the fact that it had the numbers on the side. So that's kind of cool. I mean, that's nice, though, for people. Like, for you who use it all the time, that's really nice. Because it's right there on your laptop, and then it's also portable. So that's awesome.
Yes.
But... Yeah, so he's come a long way. I remember our house, I should say my parents' house. Our first computer was an Apple, so
I don't think I ever had an Apple, and I still to this day have not gotten an iPod or an iPad
really?
Or an iPhone or anything. I don't think I've had anything from him, but I still, you know, I mean, I think he was an awesome entrepreneur. very much an innovator, and he was somewhat liberty oriented, like, because I don't know, he was took to that city council. There was this thing that I heard when he was trying to build some new Apple sort of facility or whatever, and I think it was his hometown. I don't know, I could have all this completely wrong. Don't take anything I say for
right now at this but, particular moment. You're talking about his, like, at the moment where at his hometown. What were you saying about his hometown?
He had to go to a city council meeting and propose it to these city council government bureaucracy people. You know, yeah, I want to build this awesome facility. I want to surround it with, like, all these trees and flowers and such. And I want to make the parking all underground so we're not destroying any sort of land or anything. And he still had to take it to these, you know, just these stupid bureaucrats that have, like, why do you have to even do that? If you bought the land from somebody and you want to build your facility, however the hell you want to build it.
Mm-hmm.
If you purchased it from somebody, why do you have to take it to some sort of city council bullshit? But yeah, anyway, and he had a lot of comments in that. Like, I listened to the whole back and forth between city council and him. And, I don't know, he sounded very liberty-oriented. He didn't want to be there. I could tell that. Like, he didn't want to be talking to them. Like, I mean, if you buy property, you buy land from someone else, then you own it. Why do you have to go ask somebody else what you can do with that damn land? They don't own that land.
You're right.
That city council does not own that land. They're it's just retarded. But I don't know.
In summary, he was a very smart man, and who knows what he would have come up with
exactly
if he was still here. So, in a sense, is, I mean, not only is it sad because we lost someone, but it's also sad because of all the things he could have invented or
he created a lot of jobs. He created the mouse, and then he went beyond the mouse and created the touch. I don't know if he created that, actually.
The touch screen with the new computers?
I think it may have already been created, but he took it to the next level and made it what it is now.
Yeah.
Basically.
So you're saying you don't know if he created the mouse on the actual laptop? So it was like little mice?
Oh, that I don't know. I know he created the mouse. Like, that's what, you know, came out of Apple.
Well, I'm sure even if he didn't invent the mouse on the laptop, I mean, that came from something he had established, and they took his idea and just made it better by putting it on the laptop. So there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, just he's a very inspirational person, and hopefully, you know, good things still are coming out from Apple, even though he's gone. I'm sure he left stuff to people, you know.
Oh,
it's not like he's kept all his stuff to himself.
Right, but the ideas came from his mind. And I don't think that he gave those ideas to anyone else.
Oh, and
what I'm thinking is that now Android is going to get crazy, because I saw some shit about a new Android phone that's on the horizon, supposed to come out before the holidays, and
that you're going to get me. I know.
It looks pretty crazy. I'm sure it's going to cost a shit ton.
Yeah, he's going to get it for me for Christmas. This is on record, guys. He's getting it for me for Christmas.
The what?
The new phone. You're going to get it for me for Christmas.
Record, guys?
This is on record, you know, for you guys.
On
so.
Record. I thought you said the record guys are going to get it.
No. This is on record, guys, so that you know, like, he's going to get this for me, so you can't go back on the promise.
Okay.
No, you always say I need a smartphone. Well, here's your chance to give me a smartphone.
That one's probably going to cost $300 to $400.
Oh, it's all good. You can do it.
Especially right when it comes out.
Don't say no.
Just wait a while for the price to drop.
I'll get something else. I'm an independent woman. I can get my own shit.
Just think, into next year, what kind of phones are you even going to have? Like,
remember, you know, the phone that I have now, any upgrade would be better, and I don't care what's going to come out in a year, because I don't know. I just do what I gotta do.
I'm just saying, because remember what I brought up to you last night, or the other night when we were watching Running Man, mm-hmm. and how it's from 1987, and we look at that like, oh my god, this is a ridiculous movie. Like, horrible technology and horrible, you know.
Yeah.
But, and so, you jump ahead, how many years, from 87 to now, 23?
Yeah. 20? No, more than 23. About 24, almost 25.
So, jump 24, 25 years from now, and just try and think of the movies that they'll be watching. And then they'll be looking back at, like, the awesome Blu-ray.
Like, Avatar. They're going to be like, what was Avatar? You know?
Like, that is horrible. Yeah, horrible technology. Horrible. Horribly done. And because it'll probably be, like, fucking 3D freaking...
It's going to be like you're in the movie with them kind of situation. Yeah.
So, shit. Anyways, okay. We need to move on.
Sorry about Steve Jobs. So we're moving on to segment ever.
We got an intro.
Oh, we have a new intro.
It's slightly different than the last time.
It's better because it's about me. Go.
It's the same intro, but it's slightly different.
Live from the Liberty Lounge. That's what she said.
Okay, so our first... news break for That's What She Said is about California pot dispensaries, and they're basically being told by the Fed to shut down, even though it's legal in the state of California by the state legislation. It's supposed to, I totally said that wrong.
Legislation?
Legislature. I don't know. Well, I can talk. That's why I said it legislature?
Weird.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yes, okay. That's what I was trying to say. Even though it's completely legal in the state of California, the Fed can do whatever they want to.
That's the thing. It's no matter what state passes
any kind of law in general. No. But if you think about any kind of law in general, the Fed can just be like, oh, we're not going to recognize that law.
Well, that's true. But I'm saying as far as for the marijuana
yeah.
The federal government, it's not legal.
They can do whatever they want, basically.
Yes.
So, that's what's happening right now. So, it says the federal prosecutors are cracking down on some pot dispensaries in California, warning the stores that they must shut down in 45 days or face criminal charges. And
even though they are legal as far as the state.
Yes, even though the state, says that they are legal. They said that even if they are operating legally under the state's 15-year-old medical marijuana law. So it's not even like it's just a new law. It's been there for 15 years.
No, I know.
That's what it's saying there. The medical. Well, some people don't know that. I'm saying, you might know that, but some people don't know that it's been there. I didn't know it was there for 10 years. I thought it was just recently that they made the law that it was legal for them to be there. So, the state, even though it's been there for 15 years, that now they're saying that, too bad, we can come in there and take it from you anyways.
Yes. They've been saying that for a long time. They just... when Obama ran for president, he said that he wasn't going to, clamp down on those... You know, when he was trying to run for president, he was saying, mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to come after the medical marijuana facilities.
That was a joke.
Well, obviously. He also said he was going to get all the troops out of Iraq and such. Whatever.
Which leads us to an interesting video that we'll talk about later. The one that you shared with me earlier. Are we talking about that one tonight or not?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The one with the Adam versus the Man one?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay, so anyways, at least 16 pot shops have received letters this week stating that they are violating the federal drug laws, even though medical marijuana is legal in California. So, I mean, how would that feel? Like, you're a, marijuana-like pot shop, helping not people to, it's not that people want to, that people want to, like, just smoke pot for fun. It's that they need it for certain purposes. And they're coming to you saying, oh, in a couple, if you don't do this and this and this, you're done. If you don't shut down, we're taking away from you. But you're actually, you're really helping people. That, you know, people with MS, cancer, like, you know, they have medical, you know, documentation from their doctor saying that they, this is something that helps them get through the pain. And now they're being told that they can't have that medicine because the federal government says, oh, it's wrong. It's, you know, how many people have died from marijuana? Can you give me that number, Ryan?
Zero.
Zero, exactly.
Unless somebody had like a bale of cannabis fall on their head from somewhere.
Like from a barn, loft.
That's how they died from it, because such a huge bale fell on them.
But like, it. And people say, well, what about the people that got, you know, were driving? Well, because they were probably drunk and high and drove. And then they crashed. But it was probably from the alcohol that killed them. It wasn't because of the marijuana or anything else. Well, it
could be. But
well, that is, I mean, it, like, I'm not going to lie that, like, oh, you smoke it and you're not, like, just, you're not, prefer, you know, whatever, but.
I prefer not to drive when I smoke it, but.
Some people can drive and be completely some fine. People can. But some people can drink and be completely fine.
It's fine. It's, what, as far as that goes, it should be a, if somebody's driving erratically, It's based on the way they're driving. It doesn't matter what's in their system or what the fuck's going on. It's based on their actual driving. That's what it needs to be based on. If somebody's driving ridiculous and they plow into somebody, well, now they should be fully liable for what they just did.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever damage they cause, they should pay restitution. It doesn't matter what's in their system. I don't give a shit what's in their system. They should restitute. No matter what, if they failed to, I mean, if they're sleepy, if they're tired, they're going to drive differently too. So I'm not going to put, I don't want some random charge just because they were tired. No, I want them to fully restitute whoever the hell it is that they damaged.
And a lot of the time, like, they'll do autopsies and say, oh, they had marijuana in their blood system, but that could have been from weeks ago, months ago.
30 days ago.
Yeah. So easily. You can't even say that that was the cause of it because you don't really know. Technically, some people could have smoked it right before they drove. Yeah. But then they could have smoked it, like you said, 30 days ago. So it's not something that you could say that they did.
I have heard, and I don't know if this is true, but I have heard they've gotten some new test where they can actually tell, you know, right then somehow. But
well, let's
know.
Hope.
I haven't heard fully.
I don't want to hear that you're saying, like, oh, this person, they died because they were high. Like, I'd rather them be like, you know, be able to roll that out if it's someone who maybe smoked 30 days ago. Okay, well, yeah, they smoked 30 days ago. It had nothing to do with what happened today.
I'm not saying
that
they would have died because they were high. They actually would have died because the person was driving horribly.
Mm-hmm.
They were at fault. Either way, they're at fault. I don't care what the fuck they were on. It doesn't matter to me. They are at fault. If they are at fault, they could have been on nothing. And they are still at fault. That's all that matters. Who's at fault? Who caused the accident? I don't give a shit what you're on. Did you cause the accident? That's what you go after them for. If somebody harms an individual, causes a victim, then they need to be personally responsible for it. I don't give a shit what they're on.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to me. That's not, you know, people get pulled over and get DUIs when they have hurt no one. Some people can make it home and drive drunk without hurting people. Yes, they shouldn't. And education will help that out. People putting out the education, please stop doing this. Please, you know, you're always going to have someone doing that. But as long as people understand that they are going to be held personally responsible for any action that they cause harm to anyone else, that's fully incentive to stop doing that.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. No, I do agree. I mean, there's nothing more to say about that. Like, you're held accountable for what you do.
Doesn't matter what you have in your system. Who cares?
Because people
you
can
own your body. You well, can people, do what you want with your body. I thought.
Well, people can crash without even having anything in their system. It's
they do it every day.
I've done it. I'm sure you've done an accident, you know, a few times. Like everyone has that. Doesn't matter. And times I've had accidents, I was sober. So it has nothing to do with what's in your system.
Yep.
It's about the situation in general. So
plus you own your body. So if you own your body,
as long as you know, you're accountable for what you did and you pay for what you did and you pay for the, like, let's say you hit someone else, you paid for their, you know, repair of their car, then it should be done. It should be finalized. And I know that best because I've been in a few accidents and I know how that goes.
Right. But you don't need added on to that a ticket from the state.
Which I've had, yes. Oh, can I talk about that?
Go for it.
So, okay, so I'm going to start from the get-go way before. So, a couple years ago, I was in an accident where, like, I could have possibly died because I almost hit a logging truck, but I didn't. Luckily, I pressed my brakes and I hit shell and I just spun around and my car just went into a ditch. And it actually was fine afterwards, but I had to get it towed a little bit. And I didn't get a ticket then, but that's because my parents knew the guy. Well, I came out here to the area that I live in now, and I was in an accident a couple years ago where it was my fault, and I admit it was my fault. I rear-ended a person, and I got a ticket because I had an accident. I had to pay. Not only did I have to pay for the other guy's car and my car to be fixed, I also had to pay, I think, $150 ticket or something, $200 ticket.
To the state
because of it was an accident. I don't remember the reasoning. I probably have a copy of it, but I don't know where it's at right at this moment.
Falling too closely or something like that.
I mean, it was just something silly that I'm like, how does it have anything to do with the state? I did not do anything to have to pay for that. Like, my responsibility was to pay for the person's car to be fixed and to my car to be fixed, which I did. That was already me done because I am insured and I pay an insurance company to do that for me. That's why people have insurance companies to pay for that.
No. Sarah Renee, they are serving and protecting you.
Can I talk about that?
Please.
Okay, so it was a police officer and it just happened that there was a police officer behind me when I hit this other guy. So, just coincidence that he was able to be right there to help me, which I'm not going to lie. He helped me to push my car over to the side of the road. Well, then Ryan J, you know, at the time I had called him. Of course, I was upset. I don't think I was crying. I think I just was like, I got an accident.
You were.
I think I started to cry. I think the first time I started to cry was when I called you. I wasn't crying any time before then. I called you and I was like, you need to come get me. Anyway, so Ryan was like, okay, I'll come get you, whatever. But he was on the opposite side of the road. So he couldn't cross over because, I mean, it's a busy highway. Like, you can't just, there's like medians.
Freeway.
It's a freeway. It's not even a highway. It's a freeway. So I was like to the police officer, I was like, can you please like take me off the exit? Because I couldn't drive my car. It was being towed. My car was not drivable. It wouldn't even start. Like, it had to be, it was like a $10,000 fix job. So obviously it was not drivable. So I had asked, like, Ryan couldn't get to me. So I asked the police officer, remember, they're there to protect and serve you. I had asked him to, could you please take me to the nearest gas station so that I could get, you know, Ryan to come get me. And he acted like, you want me to take you there? Like, I'm here to just write you a ticket. Like, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm paying you right now. My tax dollars. Anyways, like, I shouldn't even have to ask you this question. You should just automatically be like, I will take you to, he should have took me home. If I really need to be taken home, he should have took me home. Like, there shouldn't even been a question asked. I shouldn't even have to call Ryan to come and get me.
It's not your tax dollars. It's their tax dollars.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But anyways, so then I was put in the back seat. Okay. I could have sat in the front with him. It wasn't like he had a police officer with him. He could have sat me in the passenger seat of his car. He put me in the back seat of his car, which I've never been in a police officer's car before. And apparently the ones here are like, I don't know if anyone knows.
Go ahead.
I don't know if anyone here knows that the back seat of the our plastic, like hard plastic, there's no seat belts, and it's like, I don't know, it's hard plastic. I don't know how to explain it any other way. Like,
I never had that when I was in the back of
the
police car.
Like, they have like your imprints of a butt in each of the seats. Like, does that mean, like, if you were going to go on a roller coaster, you know how like those seats are? That's how it was in the back seat.
I never had that.
Mm-hmm. And then me being silly, he takes me to this gas station that I told Ryan to come pick me up. And I was trying to get, I'm like, thank you. And I was trying to get
you
out.
You told me the wrong
and I
one.
Couldn't get out of the back because I had forgotten that obviously that you can't open the back seat of a police car. Like, he has to open it for you. Okay. But I had told Ryan the wrong one.
You told me the wrong one.
Yes. It wasn't his fault. It was me. I told him the wrong one. But you have to also admit that at the same time, I was not even thinking straight. I didn't even know where I was. Like, I had just gotten an accident. And
allegedly.
Not allegedly. There's proof to show that I had gotten
really?
A car accident. But the guy was just an asshole. Like, he did not, you know, like, he was, it seemed like he was annoyed that he had to take me to a safe place. Otherwise, he would have left me on the side of the highway, a freeway.
Well,
the freeway that I could have possibly gotten hit or hit by something. And there's no way Ryan could have came over and picked me up from there on rush hour. Me, I knew rush hour in the middle of rush hour.
He has no incentive to because they have a violent monopoly over this so-called service anyway. So, I mean, where's the incentive? If there was competition in there, you know, other companies would be vying for this protection agency, you know, and they would be like lining up there as you were in this crash to help you along, you know, to better yourself, to get you as a customer or whatever.
Yeah.
But these police officers, the way they are now.
Sorry, my cord hit.
Keep sitting over and over again. They are tied directly to the government monopoly. That's all they are. So where's the incentive? Where's the accountability? They have none, so they don't care. They don't care about you. They are not serving and protecting you. They're out to serve and protect themselves and keep themselves that violent monopoly that they have. So
very true. I mean, I didn't feel any comfort from him. I was kind of like, hurry up, get over here so I can just get home, because I was just didn't want to be around anyone at that point. But yeah, I had I didn't have my insurance cards on me, so they had to write me an extra ticket.
Bull crap.
But they told me that if I sent a photocopy of my insurance cards to them, then they would take that away, which they did end up taking it away. But it was still, I had to show them. I don't know why I didn't have it on me. I is this weird, but I don't carry my insurance cards with me. Because I'm like, I don't know why I have to. I don't. Is that weird? I don't know if anyone else does it. I just don't carry them on me.
Well, some people believe that they don't even have to have their registration on their license.
Vehicle and stuff.
Which is true.
Why do you have to register your car to a state anyways? I mean,
no.
Why? Isn't it registering it to the state?
Right. But I was like, why does the state even need to exist is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah. That
I don't even want the state to exist.
But, I mean, it would take things like as not paying your registration to help, you know, take that away and stuff.
Right. Sorry. Are you Mike too today? For some reason?
No, I'm right here.
Why has that changed? All right. You got another news story?
Oh, yes, I do. I'm sorry. The next one is about a woman who was detained, and she was forced to listen to Rush Limbaugh. Do you want to hear the whole story? Because that kind of seems silly. The title seems silly, so I want to read the whole story.
Yes, please.
Okay. So, talk about a Monday from hell. Not only did Bridget Nicholson Boyd's car breakdown on her way to work. But when she pulled over to the side of the freeway, because of course her car wasn't working right, a sheriff's deputy named Mark God pulled behind her, wrote her a ticket for driving on the shoulder, decided to arrest her, follow her to the hospital when suddenly her racing heart prompted a call to the paramedics. Then took her into custody again after she was treated by doctors and finally drove her to jail. So basically what happened was this lady was having car trouble in the morning on her way to work. A police officer just happened to be behind her, just like kind of in my accident, just happened to be behind her. He wrote her a ticket because she was driving on the shoulder, but because her car wasn't working right. It wasn't like she was just driving on the shoulder for no reason. Then
she was pulling over
because her car was acting up, not because, right. Yes, exactly.
But she's pulling over.
Yeah. So she's being respectful to other drivers, trying to get out of the way so they don't hit her or cause an accident. And then, so he wrote a ticket for that. Well, she started she started getting sick. Like, I don't know if it was hyperventilating, something like that. So probably. Then the anxiety. Paramedics, yeah, something with the anxiety, came and got her. They took her to the hospital and they treated her there. Then after she was treated, I guess the doctor said she was fine. They took her to jail. Like, for pulling over and being safe.
Well, he already wanted to arrest her anyway before she started freaking out.
Anyways, to make matters worse, Boyd claims in a lawsuit that the handcuffs were put on her wrist painfully tight and that she was forced to listen to to a broadcaster, Rush Limbaugh, making derogatory comments about black people all the way to the jail.
She was black.
She was an African-American, yes. Because of the incident, which occurred on October 4th, 2010, Boyd filed a federal lawsuit Monday against the police officer and the county jail for false imprisonment, malicious prosecution, assault and battery, and intentional infliction of emotional distress, which I agree. She was pulling off the road because she had car trouble. Why else? You know, there's no reason for her to have been treated that way. If anything, he should have been there to help her and be like, hey, what's wrong with your car? It's not going to... Okay, let me take you somewhere safe off the freeway because I don't want you to get hit until you get service. Like, that's what you should have done. Do you agree?
Yes.
So, yeah, this is just... this just amazes me because, you know, you would think if you're on the side of the road and a police officer pulls over, you would think that he's there to help you, not that he's there to try to take you to jail. No, like,
I don't think they're there to help anyone.
No, an average person would think that. I'm not saying you would. I'm just saying like an average everyday person would think that if they pull off the side of the road and a police officer pulls behind them, that they're there to help.
Even the average everyday person, if they're just regularly driving down the road and a police officer pulls up behind them, they start freaking out. I would assume.
Oh, yeah.
I do. You know, am I speeding? Whatever. You know, keep it slow. Keep it whatever. You know, that's not there to help you. If you are freaked out because a police officer is behind you driving, how are they there to help you? I don't understand.
Well, obviously they're not. But apparently,
I mean, if it wasn't a violent monopoly, then yeah, you know, you'd have these sort of a competition, mm-hmm. private protection agencies, well, and they would help you out. They would want your you as a customer. They would like to serve you so that they could get some money from you, mm-hmm. profit. The cops will get the money from you no matter what the fuck happens. They don't care because they can steal your tax money. The government will steal your tax money and give it to the cops. Mm-hmm. It's a violent monopoly. Doesn't matter.
Well, apparently once she got to jail, like, and she was doing it, like, apparently they agreed and dismissed all charges. But this is kind of funny. I want to read the last part. It says that Boyd hoped the matter would be settled by the sheriff's department after she filed a complaint.
Yeah, right.
Because you're filing a complaint with his friends. Like, come on now. It'd be like someone filing a complaint with my best friend. They're not going to go against me. Come on now.
There are videos on YouTube of people trying to file complaints, walking into police departments and asking for the complaint forms and being arrested and being beaten only because they were asking for the complaint forms to complain about a certain officer.
How ridiculous.
This is a violent monopoly. It needs to be abolished. There needs to be competition in private security. That's what needs to happen. Mm-hmm. Or mutual aid. Mutual aid could even do it, I would think. In a truly free market, I think mutual aid could even provide security. But whatever. And it could be public service, and people could donate to it. And people would donate to it because people want... I mean, people want policing services. It's a demand. Mm-hmm. Funny thing about demand, there usually tends to be a supply for what's demanded in a free market.
I agree.
You don't need to force people to do it.
No. If they want it, then they're going to get it. If they don't want it, they're not going to. And then you get rid of that.
Exactly.
That's part of life. Are we ready to move on, or you have anything else to say about this?
I'm good.
Okay, the next thing on That's What She Said is about a secret panel who can put Americans on the kill list.
Craziness.
Yes. So, you know, I'm not as familiar with this article as I think you are. Did you read this whole article or not so much?
No.
Okay. So, apparently American militants are placed on a kill or capture list.
Militants.
Okay, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. By a secretive panel of senior government officials, which then inform the president of its decisions according to the officials.
Does it say who those senior government officials are?
It does not. Of course not. It says there is no public record of the operation or decisions of the panel, which is a subset of the White House's National Security Council. Several current informal officer said neither is there any law establishing its existence or setting out the rules by which it's supposed to be operated. So basically, government's saying that there is no such thing, but there really is.
Hmm.
Obviously. The panel was behind the decision to add, I'm not sure how to say this name. Do you know this? It's Alaka?
All right. I just have to stop for a second because I have found out that I have mic one. And I'm sitting here because your mic is super loud and keeps making random noises. And I'm trying to turn your mic down, but then it turns my mic down. So people probably haven't heard me. And they keep hearing you more and more because you keep making these rumbling sounds.
No, I have this mic right here, baby. Look. It's this one.
Mic two.
Yeah. I always have mic two.
No.
Yes, I have.
No. Earlier, I was saying, I think you have mic two. And you were like, no, I have the first mic.
I did not.
That's what I said earlier. Yes.
Whatever. What did you figure it out? Did you figure it out? I have this one.
Yeah.
And you have this one.
Now I figured that out.
Sorry, people.
Wow.
But anyways, can you look at this name for me?
Alawaki or something.
Alawaki,
like that.
Okay. Alawaki, a U.S.-born militant preacher, was allegedly an Al Qaeda connection to the targeted list.
Allegedly, because what always happens here? I just want to say what always happens is that you have these sort of terrorist plots that are foiled by the FBI or foiled by the U.S. government, and every single one of them is instigated by the FBI. There are no real terrorist plots going on in the U.S. Please point me to one that's a true, you know, terrorist plot from, you know, Al Qaeda or whatever. And even if it's Al Qaeda was created by the U.S. government anyway. It was created by the CIA.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, the CIA.
So that wouldn't even be real.
It's funny what they say here. It says the White House is portraying the killing of Alawaki as a demonstration of President Barack Obama's toughness.
Great. So he just decided, he said, hey, we need to kill him. That's all. And we're not going to give him a court trial, anything, because we're afraid of what he might say.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Osama.
Yeah, because he wasn't Osama once was working for the CIA?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was funded by the CIA.
Cool. course.
That's why they didn't want to take him to trial. They didn't want that shit coming out. Even though it's already out, people know this shit, but most people don't. And most people won't believe it when they hear it. And they'll say, oh, conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's fucking fact. That's not a conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory is, you know, George Bush blowing up the Twin Towers 9/11. That's a conspiracy theory. I don't believe in that. But I believe in facts. And the facts are that the U.S. government, well, the CIA, which is an arm of the U.S. government, fucking created Al-Qaeda to fight against the Russian forces that were coming into Afghanistan.
And they always say, in wake of the attacks of September 11th, like, in wake of this, we have to do this because of the... Because
that's where history started for most people.
Apparently, there was nothing.
That's all they know.
There was nothing before then, apparently.
Nope.
Nothing has
ever
happened.
The U.S. government never installed the Shah of Iran. They've never meddled in the Middle East.
And that's what happened in the debates a couple weeks ago when people were booing Ron Paul because
he was given all this information.
Uh-huh, and it was like, are you kidding me? Nothing happened before September 11th. Yes, I'm not going to lie. Like, okay, I felt bad for the people that passed away in that attack. I'm not going to lie.
It's horrible. It is horrible.
Very sad. And if I knew anyone or if I personally had a relative, I would be very heartbroken. But in a sense, there was shit that happened before then that caused that. It wasn't like that was the first attack ever in the world.
If you did know someone who died in the 9/11 attacks, you can blame your government for causing that. Your government caused that by meddling with the Middle East. Fucking Osama came out and said that he declared war on the U.S. in like 96 or something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Way before that.
Apparently.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Someone's tired.
Apparently this Wallachie became the first American put on the target list. Apparently.
Well,
Obama was not required personally to approve the targeting of a person.
I want
to
know who.
That's what they're saying. They're trying to say Obama wasn't the person who approved it, whatever.
Whatever. He might not have been. There might be someone more powerful than him that is pulling the strings.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure could be. But anyway, does it say who this panel is that gets to.
Of course not.
Okay.
Of course not.
Well,
there's
nobody knows.
There is a panel.
It's just senior political people. So if they decide that I should be killed, then I will be killed, and then they will put something out about me.
Basically, it says a former official said of the reasons for making senior officials principally responsible for nominating Americans for the target list was to protect the president. So basically, they're saying that the people they put on this list is because they're protecting the president.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
Well,
I don't believe anything the government says anyway, so why would I believe that?
It's all a lie. It's all a lie.
When I just would like somebody to point to me when the U.S. government has ever told the truth. I do know, and I will take the first one. The first one is there's this clip from Obama. I wish I had the clip ready to play, but I don't. Where he states very openly that the U.S. government is a monopoly on the use of force and violence. That's the only time I ever heard truth come from that. They are a monopoly on the use of force and violence.
Very true.
And Barack Obama said that the state is a monopoly on the use of force and violence.
But he still doesn't do anything about that.
Why would he do anything about it? He's the leader of it. He's not going to give up that power.
Oh, of course not.
Nobody's going to give up that power.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're about break time, so.
Okay. I had one more thing, but we can wait. We can wait.
Let's zip through it.
It's about the fake girlfriend's text.
Let's do it.
It's kind of funny. I thought we'd end on a lighter note.
Let's do it.
It's about this website. It is at 39online.com, just for if there's any single guys out there. Apparently, there's this, fellas, you need a chick? website offers fake girlfriend service. So basically what this girlfriend service does, and I really did read this because I thought it was hilarious.
I did not. So it was hilarious. I don't know what's going on.
So basically there's this website out there that if like you're sick of being single, okay? You're sick of being single. Oh my God, single.
Wow, yes.
And you know how you get, it's more about of a texting. We're now more texting than calling girls and stuff. Oh yeah. So let's say you're out at a bar with buddies. All of a sudden you get this text message from this girl that you told your buddies is your girlfriend. It's actually this company that will text you acting like your girlfriend. And it will say stuff like, you know, baby, I really want you to be hanging out with me. Come on, leave them. Come with me. You save this company in your phone under the girl name that you want to. So let's say you just
put to pick your name?
Yeah, you could be like, oh, I want Monica as my name or whatever.
Monica,
whatever. And then, so you're out with your friends, all of a sudden this, like, you would text that number.
What about Sarah Renee?
Why would you do that? You already got me. There's no need.
Do you send me those? What are the texts that they send? Did it say?
They're like, baby, I miss you. I want you to be with me. I can't.
Do you
miss
send
you.
Me you're those texts? No, I don't remember them.
Because you're with me all the time. Oh. Why would I send you that? I don't miss, like, you're here. Why would I miss
what,
you?
What about when you go home?
I send that to you.
You send that?
Yes. What are you talking XO, about?
XOXO?
No, it's not XOXO. It's like, oh, baby, what you doing? Like, I wish you were here with
what
me.
What else
but
is,
you're
there?
Not.
Is there? I want to hear these.
Okay. So, ironically, the messages sent from the girlfriend, whatever you name her, are ones guys usually dread. Like, why don't you leave the boys and come hang out with me? Please come hang with out with me. Please.
I don't
want
to leave the guys if I'm out there bowling.
I really miss you.
Playing some pool or whatever.
That's basically what it is.
Playing some poker.
I guess apparently it's making it so they don't seem so needy because someone's wanting them. Does that
but,
make sense?
But if you're hanging out with your friends, don't you think your friends are going to know if you have an actual girlfriend or not?
Some guys, you never think. Know. Some guys don't.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like my friends would tell me if they have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, most of my friends are married and have kids and such, but I do have a couple friends that aren't, and they tell me. I mean, if they have,
yeah, but you have to also think there's people out there that don't do that though.
Yeah.
So I guess, but anyways, it's just kind of funny because I was reading through these, and they're like, ironically, these are the messages that most guys dread. Like, baby, right. Leave your friends, come with me. I miss you. But I would never do that. I'm like, whatever, go hang out with your friends. But like, they
Does it cost money?
No, it's free. They did say at the beginning. They said,
play,
hold on.
Wait a minute.
They said that, you know, he is trying to find a way to get money out of it, but nothing is in place for that right now.
Well,
it's
he
still
might have
free.
Ads or whatnot, but that's fine. I'm curious. Do you have to actually have? I'm just saying. Like, I would think that some guys would try to like. Use this as a prank type of thing on their friends. And then you would screw your friend over. Like, what if one of my friends signed me up for this as my phone number, and then all of a sudden I'm getting these text messages saying, hey, honey, meet me here, and then you happen to be looking at my phone and
see
that.
I don't really look at your phone except for the temperature. I like to look at his phone. But
if you happen to
I would be pissed.
Do that and then see that.
I'd be pissed.
Right. So
I'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Right. And I would have no idea. And then you wouldn't believe me. I would be like, I have no fucking clue what this is. And you wouldn't believe me. But
I wouldn't. I'm not going to lie, but would you believe me? Like, that's the whole situation.
But I'm saying.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Oh, no. I completely agree with you.
So
yes. Any girl would have done the same thing.
Does it explain that? Do you have to actually sign up? Like, can you just do it and give a number?
It says the website is for the service carriers, the tagline, because you don't want to look lame. It's basically their tagline. And the service is free. The founder, Ricky. I'm looking to expand. He's just talking. No, it doesn't say anything. I guess if your friends know your number, they technically could do this. But no. Ryan, here's the thing. Ryan J, you have to text this number first before they'll text you back. That's how it gets.
Okay.
So technically, your friends couldn't do this on you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, because I was thinking, like, because I have a friend who is married, and I'm just thinking, like, No, and I wouldn't. I would never do this to him. But I'm just thinking, like, could I send him?
Oh, I was thinking he would do it to you.
Well, I'm thinking about, because he's fucking married. Yeah. And, you know, if I was an asshole, could I send him? I'm not that much of an asshole. But could I send him, you know, these sort of crazy messages?
No. The phone number has to be in your phone already under the name of the girlfriend. And then you text that name of the girlfriend, whether it's whatever you decide to name her.
I'm just saying.
You have to text them first.
If that didn't exist, that could be really dangerous.
And I think that's why the founder thought of that. Yeah.
You could destroy marriages.
Yeah. So seriously. I think that's why he did it that way, where you have to text it first.
Okay.
So then it texts you back. Yep. I remember reading it. So it says you text that number first under the fake girlfriend name, whatever you choose, and then it texts you back. So. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that
you
way,
are hookers.
No, I'm not. But that's how it makes it so it's not like that. But that's a good question, Ryan. That really was a good question. So.
Okay, well, it's time for break. So explain that. You're picking the music tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's my song. So this, my first song here is from Bush, and it's Machine Head.
And just actually... talk a little more because I didn't load any of them in, so I'm not even ready.
Anyways,
for it, so.
I'm sorry, my mic had turned off by accident. I have a retarded thumb.
I don't know. You're making a lot of noise with that mic tonight.
I think there's something wrong with my mic tonight, so I'm sorry.
Keep
I apologize.
Hitting the cord.
Yeah, but that usually doesn't matter. I've hit the cord.
I don't
before.
Hit the cord. My cord is.
But
off to the
my
side.
Legs are thick, so apparently it's no. My legs aren't really thick, but I think it's just I'm closer to the table than you are too. But So I'm sorry if there's been any kind of cutoff or weird noise. The mics are acting kind of weird tonight, so we just apologize for that.
What was the song by Bush that you were?
You Machine Head. Machine Head.
Okay.
That's a good song. I like that song.
All right.
It reminds me of 2008.
Here we go. Ready to go. We're taking a break. We'll be back, bitches.
Bye-bye. So we are drunk on liberty.
We back, bitches.
Yep. So, do you have any cool new shit that you want to bring up?
Well, we actually have an intro for that.
So. Oh, do we? Sorry, guys. We didn't know we had a new one.
Cool new shit!
There was.
Okay, so now, from now on, we will have this intro for it.
Yep. We have another intro, but it doesn't look like, as far as our show prep is going, that we have anything for it, so.
We'll have to wait for that for next time. We'll surprise them.
I guess. Actually, this weekend, we're planning on doing 2 episodes, so. We've done that once before. We're doing it again, which means we are having a very drunk on Liberty weekend, so.
Well, that's because I don't have work for a week, so that's pretty sweet.
Well. First off, I have this, it's a thought-driven car. It's Nissan. Teams up with EPFL, I don't even know what that is, for BMI-assisted driving.
Wow, you're sounding like
I'm
me.
Just going to read this because it's fairly short. The car of tomorrow will scan your thought patterns and predict your next thoughts, I guess. It doesn't say it. Which is collaborating, says Nissan, which is collaborating with the EPFL, I don't know. Brain machine interface, that's what the BMI is. Systems developed by scientists of EPFL already allow disabled users to maneuver their wheelchairs by thought alone. That's pretty amazing. They're already doing that, so why can't they do a car?
That's true.
The idea is to blend driver and vehicle intelligence together in such a way that eliminates conflicts between them, leading to a safer motoring environment. The Nissan EPFL collaboration is using statistical analysis to predict a driver's intentions and evaluate their cognitive state relevant to the driving environment using EEG and eye movement patterns and by scanning the environment around the car in conjunction with the car's own sensors. The goal is to predict what the driver plans to do, a turn, an overtake, a lane change, and then assist with the maneuver in complete safety, thus improving the driving experience. The development is part of Nissan's 6-year Power 88 plan, which includes 3 safety systems they've already developed. Intelligent cruise control, distance control assists, and moving object detection. There's a video. I don't know if I should play it or not.
Mm.
Probably not. So, there it is. I don't know. Sounds pretty cool.
That's cool, though.
Thought-driven cars.
That's amazing. It's not even cool. It's amazing.
Well,
That's awesome.
Well, it's kind of awesome, but to me, at the same time, I think that machine-driven cars would be even better. So we wouldn't even have to think about it. Like, I think this is just a minor step in the whole where we're going to anyway. Like, the cars are going to drive themselves. Like an iRobot.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to drive. I mean, you can take control if you want to, but they're going to be moving really fast and have it all under control. Like, nobody's going to crash or anything.
Okay.
And it would not even be based on your thought. You could take over yourself, I guess, if you want to shut it down, whatever they're doing, like he does, and then he crashes. But he did get raped by those robots that were trying to kill him. But, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think this is kind of... I mean, it's cool to think of just because it's not there yet. But I just think it's a minor step into what is coming.
To me, anyway.
I just think the machines are going to drive the car anyway, eventually. So it's not even going to be... Why are they testing this? Seems like a waste of money. Hopefully, it's not taxpayer money. I don't even know.
I'm not sure about that either, but I mean, I guess it's a step in the right direction. I guess if you think of positively try to think of it.
As long as it's not taxpayer driven.
True. But. As long as it's not anyone else's pocket but the company. Which we have no idea to know if that's really it.
Yeah, though. I don't know. All right. So. Well, that's all I had on that.
Oh, okay. So that's all the new cool shit we have tonight now.
I have a couple more.
Okay. Gotcha. Sorry. I jumped before I should have.
Next is Rock the Revolution, which is the Lovolution tour.
Lovolution.
And this is what it is. It's rocktherevolutiontour.com. And it's this sort of concert tour going around the U.S. They'll be here, and we're going, of course. This is all based around Ron Paul. If you go to rocktherevolutiontour.com, you will see this awesome picture of Ron Paul. He looks very smug. And it says right underneath him, who is Ron Paul? For those who don't know who Ron Paul is. But the bands, KRS-One, he's kind of big. He's a big name. He's in a lot of those Alex Jones movies.
Okay.
Because he understands, you know, he's completely, he is a black man, but he is completely against Obama. He understands. He's a little conspiratorial, kind of like Alex Jones. Too much for my blood. I'm not big on the conspiracies, but he's still pretty cool and his raps are pretty awesome. He does believe in freedom and such. And then this is the list that I have. It's KRS-One at the top, Europa, Rise, Concise, and Crew Kid, Per Capita, Billy Blaze, Rothbard. That sounds interesting to me because I am a big fan of Murray Rothbard. The next one is J.D. Nero. Next one's The Industry. Next one's Delvin Shade. Voice of Independence and Sun Ghost. And then it says, and many more. And I swear, what's his name? Jordan Page. I saw his name in there at one point. So I'm sure he's still there. He's a big, he comes out to Arizona a lot too. He's been on Ernie Hancock's show.
Yeah.
Free in Phoenix. So.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a good song. Like it's going to be a concert.
And Jordan Page has like two albums released and they're both like fully liberty minded hardcore shit.
No, I remember. Yeah, I remember you sharing. He's pretty cool. With me, yeah. So it sounds like it's gonna be a good time though, and it's free, right?
Yeah, it's free.
So that's even cooler.
So go to that website and see if they're coming near you, and if they are, you can go for free. Check out. I don't know if Ron Paul's actually gonna be there. I don't know. It's all about Ron Paul, so.
I probably would assume he's not. Just
I don't know. I don't know why they would have him all over this. He has this big smug picture.
Well, maybe it's supporting it. Like maybe it's supporting him and his message.
It is supporting him. I know that. But this is completely free. So they have a donate tab if you really feel like you need to give some money. But I am very surprised that it's a completely free concert, and they got KRS-One. That's pretty amazing to me. KRS-One is huge. Like, I mean, he's pretty big.
And well, hey.
Free.
Good for them, though. Good for this whole thing.
And
that's
we're going to hit that up. It's going to be in Tempe.
We are? No, just kidding.
Thought we were.
It's not next weekend. It's
when is it?
Because next weekend's the other thing.
Oh, it's in November, before my friends
the
come.
The 3rd, isn't it?
Yeah. That's not
I have something
weekend.
Else I need to do
it's
on
a Thursday.
November 3rd.
It's a fucking Thursday. I got to work Friday.
Great. Wait, there's something else I got to do on November 3rd I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
It's for work.
Uh-oh. Okay, we're done with that. Next.
So, are you done with all your cool new shit?
Nope.
No, okay, then next.
Got one more. Anonymous. This will be quick just because I don't even know if this is true or what, but Anonymous is putting out these videos saying that on October 10th, which from today is three more days, They are going to erase the New York Stock Exchange from the internet.
What?
It's what they're saying. I could play this. I guess I could play it. It's 2 minutes long.
Greetings, institutions of the media. We are anonymous. The events transpiring within Wall Street have caught our eye. It seems that the government and federal agencies enjoy enforcing the law a little too much. They institute unjust laws as mindless automatons, blindly following orders with soulless precision. We witness the government enforcing the laws that punish the 99%, while allowing the 1% to escape justice, unharmed, for their crimes against the people. We have observed this same government failing to enforce even the minimal legal restraints of Wall Street's abuses. This government, who has willingly ignored the greed at Wall Street, has even bailed out the perpetrators that have caused our crisis. We will not stand by and watch the system take over our way of life. We the people shall stand against the government's inaction. We the people will not be witnesses to your corruption and ill-gotten profits. We will not labor for your leisure. We will not assist you in any way. This is why we choose to declare our war against the New York Stock Exchange. We can no longer stay silent, as the population is being taken advantage of for the sake of profit. We will show the world that we are true to our word. On October 10th, NYSE shall be erased from the internet. On October 10th, expect a day that shall never, ever, be forgot. Vox Populi, Vox Anon. The voice of the people is the voice of Anonymous. We are Legion. We are the 99%. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Wall Street, expect us.
Yeah, I don't know if I fully agree with every message that they put out, but hey, they're doing something. At least, mm-hmm. You know?
But then sitting back and just letting, the government... take over everything and screw everyone over. They're realizing it and they're trying to do something. Whether it's the right way or not, I guess, but they're doing something.
I don't know. I like Anonymous because they attack many governments. Remember when they were attacking the DHS here? Or DOT or whatever the hell it was. Whatever it was. They were doing it quite a bit here. I don't know.
DPS, I think it was DPS.
Yeah.
In department.
Okay. Yeah. I'm getting all my letters. They have so many ABC letters.
Yeah. But, yeah. Close enough,
Whatever.
Police department. So, do you have anything else you'd like to share
with the cool new shit?
No?
That's all the cool new shit.
So, I just have kind of a weird but funny, I guess, kind of a little bit more funny layback story. It doesn't involve politics. You want to hear it?
Okay.
It is about boobs. Do you like boobs?
Not on my list.
Do you like boobs?
Yeah.
You like boobs. Most boys like boobs for some odd reason. I guess it's, I don't know what. Why? Question real quick. Why do boys like boobs?
You are hookers.
No, seriously. Why do men like boobs or boys or why? Because I don't know. I'm a girl. I don't know why guys
like
boobs.
They are sexy.
But aren't like okay? Ultimately, they're sacks of fat that are for nutrition for babies. They're not anything else.
It's because of the way that the Americans are brought up, because people over in Europe don't look at boobs in the same way that we Americans do, because they're brought up with just boobs around. People.
Exposing themselves
can,
for
people
what it's
can
for.
Expose themselves, just like the fat man who walks down the street without a shirt. There's no problem, but in here in America, but a girl walks down the street exposing her breasts that are slightly smaller than the fat man who's walking down the street. She's gonna get arrested for exposing or whatever.
No,
the
but
hell.
My whole question was just why are boobs?
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm getting at is that Europe is not like that.
Yeah,
you don't have that problem. It's because of the Puritan aspect that started with America.
Yeah, that's I was what, just curious because, like I said, like I don't. I mean, if you well, think about it, they're kind of gross. If you think
right,
about
but
it.
You but. At the same time, what you're not telling the audience is when you're watching certain shows and boobs pop out or whatever, you have this distinct reaction to
me?
The boobs. Yes, you do. You. I'm
I don't
talking
like,
about you.
I don't like when they come out.
Well, and you know why that is.
I'm just saying I wasn't
do
proud
you
to
know
see
why
boobs. That? I don't want to see boobs. I don't want to
no,
see them.
That's not why.
What?
I don't believe that's why. I believe it's because you've grown up in this sort of secluded sort of thing where you're not supposed to see that, right?
I've seen boobs before my own boobs.
I'm sure you have, but did you grow up where you should not see them is what I'm getting at. I don't care if
no,
you did.
No, it's not like you shouldn't see much. It was taught up more like you shouldn't do that. Like you shouldn't be showing people your breasts
like for what
that.
Did they give a reason is what I'm getting at.
Because it's not for that. My reason.
No, no.
No, I'll
no,
tell you the reasoning
reason.
For that. Yes, the reason they gave me was because it's not to for play. It's not a play thing. It's for nutrition. nutritious value
okay.
for if you have a child or... That's what it's for. Like that's what I was taught. Like it's for a child's purpose. It's not
okay.
for
but
to
but
show
but
off.
You can show everything else, even though there might
no,
be
they
nutrition.
Didn't, no, they wouldn't let me. They told me not to show my private parts. Like,
but
they're private. That's what I was told. When
no,
I was told
no,
private.
I'm not even talking about private parts here. I'm comparing. Let's compare boobs to a mouth.
Well, because
do you not
on
kiss?
Your head.
What?
Because a mouth is on your head. Like, you can't really not show someone your mouth.
No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, don't you kiss your baby, right?
Okay, yeah. Well,
you
I don't
would
have
kiss
a baby,
your...
but yes, I would if I did have
Do
one.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, okay.
You would kiss your baby, and then you would allow your baby to suck on your nipple.
Well, yes, because that's how it gets its food.
Okay, so explain to me the reason why I can show... If I'm a female, I can show my mouth, which I use to kiss my baby, but I can't show my boob, which I give to my baby to get nutrition. And I mean,
no,
it's
you
a
can,
nutritional.
Though. Here's the thing: when it comes to breastfeeding, people aren't disgusted.
That's not
with
what
women,
I'm talking about.
But that's how you made it seem, though.
Are you not hearing what I'm saying?
I guess okay. So I hear what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying, that people should be allowed to show their boobs in that manner. But the way people are seeing people's breasts are not in that manner anymore. They're seeing it in porn. They're seeing it in, like, raunchy videos or movies.
Okay.
So that's where people are saying it's not
so
right.
Because some sort of other industry has started profiting.
Corrupted it and
no,
not made it what
no,
it's supposed
no,
to.
No,
they
no.
have ultimately, Ryan, okay. Boobs, what are boobs there for? What are they ultimately there for, Ryan?
Why
do girls have boobs?
Sucking on the milk. And
exactly.
Getting the milk.
So when they're not being used for that, that can be wrong. Like, that's
why
not
is that
what
wrong?
Because that's not
who
what
said?
It was made for.
Who
Ryan,
said?
Breasts were made for babies to have their nourishment. Like, that's the whole reason women have breasts.
Was a penis made to only go into a vagina?
Yes.
Then
for reproduction purposes.
Okay, so it's horribly wrong then. So you agree with Michelle Bachmann.
Oh my God, do not
that
go there.
You should not masturbate.
I never said that. Why are you putting that in my mouth?
I just asked you. I'll put something in your mouth. I just asked you, what is the purpose of the penis?
No, but we're not even talking about that. We're talking
yes,
about
I
the breasts
I
and
just
what
asked
they're for.
You.
Okay, I didn't remember you saying, like, what's the penis? Okay, yes, for reproduction purposes.
Yes, but so you have a problem
but, okay,
with people
no,
masturbating
never,
their
you
penis.
You are assuming that I have that problem. I never
I'm
said
asking
I had
you.
That problem.
That's why I asked
no,
you first.
I do not have that problem. I'm saying that's a part of, okay, you're feeling, okay, here's the thing with masturbation is, okay,
No, that's no, not even what I'm talking about.
Can I say the thing? No, the thing with masturbation is you get these feelings and you need to extract them because naturally the body's your body's natural reaction is okay. That you want to reproduce.
Okay.
Now you don't always have someone there to reproduce with. Not that we reproduce, but I'm just saying like you don't always have someone there to do that. So then masturbation is what gets you through so that you can handle yourself. Does that make sense? Like, I don't think that's wrong because you're getting yourself through it. But I'm telling you, like, why does someone need to flaunt their breast around? Like, and the reason I'm saying this is because it's not become for nourishment now. It's become for sexual reasons. People are using that for sexual reasons now. It's not because about the boys be like, oh, I want to chest fuck you or
that's
whatever
fine.
It is.
That's fine.
That's not for listen. Like, that's disgusting.
That's fine. Allow them to do and be free in their life how they want to be free. But if you want to expose your breast and walk around because it's not a sexual sort of item to you, why should you throw that person in jail?
I'm not saying I didn't say that.
I'm just asking. I'm asking. I'm not telling. That's
I'm not
how you're
okay.
Saying.
This is where you're getting confused. Personally, I'm not going to be that girl that flaunts around.
I'm not saying that you
are. I'm not
going to
be that girl. But
I've never said that you are.
Let me finish so I can continue so you understand where we're coming from. What I said is that I'm not that girl that's going to be flaunting around my breast and doing that shit. Like, what I do in private, I do in private. Like, yeah, I might do stuff for you, but that's because it's for you, not for someone else to see.
That, to me, is one of the most hilarious things ever.
Now, if someone else chooses to do something different, that's fine, but don't expect me to accept that. Like, I'm not going to do the same thing that she's going
right,
to do.
Right, but the violent monopoly is throwing people in jail for exposing their breasts, for exposing whatever,
but
body
I was
parts.
Telling you my opinion on this situation.
But I'm telling you what's actually happening. Your opinion doesn't matter in the courts. Your opinion doesn't matter to the police. So I'm saying,
so then if my opinion doesn't matter, then why did you ask me this question?
Because I'm asking if you agree with it, because you are against all this stuff.
For
that
myself.
I'm saying.
For myself is what I should have said.
So
for myself, I would not show my breasts.
Okay.
In
will
the
you listen to my question then?
I was breastfeeding.
So I'm asking, do you agree with the cops coming in there with someone who wants to walk down your sidewalk even?
Mm-hmm.
Walks down our sidewalk. Breast exposed. Boom. There they are. Are you for the police to come in there and arrest her because she's doing it? She is breaking the law.
No, because it's not like it's hurting anyone. Except for, like, I'd be upset if you were kind of, like, doing something with that girl. But
why would I go do something with the girl?
I don't know.
That was not in the scenario.
I'm
so
just
I don't
saying,
know what
then
you're
no,
even
I would say no, that I'm not going to be upset with her for showing her boobs because they have the naked, in Florida, they have the naked, the beaches. In
right,
Florida,
but that's
naked.
That's made by government. You can only go right here if you want to do that.
Mm.
How about everybody is just free to do what they want to do? Are you not
that's
for
fine.
That? Are you not for that?
No, that's fine.
It sounds like
here's
to
my
me
thing.
That you
no.
are not for that.
Here's my thing. As long as it doesn't affect my life, then I don't care
how's
what you do.
How's that going to affect
that's what
your
I'm
life?
Saying. That's what I'm saying. As long as it doesn't affect my life, I don't care what you do.
So that's what I'm getting at.
That's all I have to say about that. But that. What else should I say about that? I don't care what that girl does. As long as it's not hurting my life, it has no effect to my life, if she's not using my tax dollars to walk around naked, then that's fine. Let her do it.
You no, because you shouldn't have any tax dollars anyway.
No, but I'm saying, but this is before that's gone.
Because
that's gone
no,
away.
Listen to me. Because this is what the state does. It causes people to blame other people.
I'm not blaming anyone.
Yes, you are. Because as long as she's not using my tax dollars to do this, so now you're blaming her for using your money that you have to pay to the taxes to the state. How about? Let's stop blaming that girl. Who gives a fuck about that girl? Let's blame the state. The state is the one forcing you to pay the goddamn taxes. That's the video that I wanted you to watch today. I don't know if you watched it. Stefan Molyneux explained it very well. The people get into this thing where they blame the banks. Like this whole Bank of America thing. Where they're starting to charge and shit. Don't blame Bank of America. It's not Bank of America. Yes, you can take your money out of Bank of America. You can do whatever the hell you want. It's voluntary with Bank of America. You can take your money out. They're not going to throw you in a cage. But guess what? If you decide, no, I don't want to pay for your bombing women and children that are brown 2,000 miles away to the state, guess what? They're going to throw you in the cage because you decided that. If you decide, no, I don't want to have my money with Bank of America, Bank of America is not going to throw you in a cage because you decide not to give them your money. Completely different. The state and corporations, completely different. Banks, whatever. Yes, they took your money. They took your free money that the government gave them. Yes, why not? If the government offered you $100 million, would you take it? I don't know. If it was just free money, would you take it? I would take it.
Who wouldn't take it? Who would not take it? Like,
so why are people blaming banks? Why are people blaming corporations? Corporations get everything from the government.
Mm-hmm.
Banks get everything from the government. The banks did not steal your money. The government stole your money. They're the only ones that can use the law because they create the law to steal your money. And then they can give it to the banks. Yes, the banks are bad. Yes, they are. Yes, the corporations are bad. They are taking stolen money. But guess what? If you work for the government, you're also taking stolen money.
Yep.
So, can't get mad at them.
I agree.
And if I could get a decent job with the government for stolen money, I might think about taking it. Just because I hate my job so much. It's fucking retarded. And I've heard so many crazy things about how you can work for the government and barely work. As far as office jobs. Which is what I work. And you just push around some papers. And people who work, actually work and try, are looked at like, what the hell are you doing? Like, what is going on? Which, that's how I feel I would be looked at if I worked a government job in an office, like I work in an office. But that was kind of a rant, I guess, but okay. Whatever.
Well, speaking of boobs, it goes right into our next segment, which is about Holly Madison. I had that written down that I wanted to talk about that because I kind of heard about it today and I thought I should touch on it.
So I guess
apparently Holly Madison.
To occupy Wall Street today.
No, we are. Oh, that's right. It was right after that. Well, can I? Never mind.
Go.
No. Oh, wait. You can go.
Go.
Okay. So basically, no, this makes no sense because you said you were going to talk about that and I had it written down and I skipped it.
Go.
Okay, so I just kind of went with the flow because you were talking about boobs, and this kind of goes into boobs, so that's what I was thinking. Okay, so basically, if everyone who's Holly Madison is, she used to be the ex-Playboy girlfriend of Hugh Hefner. She was on that, The Girls Next Door. She was his main girl, the blonde.
So she claimed, but
yeah,
I don't see them ever doing anything. I don't know. I couldn't see that.
Whatever.
But whatever.
But anyway, she was one of the three girls. There's Bridget and who was the other one? Kendall? Kendall.
Kendra.
Kendra, sorry.
With the, she had the sex video.
She was the sports girl, the sporty one. And then Holly was the other one. So Holly is the one we're talking about. Apparently Holly had her boobs, the one that apparently she had worked on, insured for $1 million. It's fucking ridiculous. They're just fucking boobs.
Especially, just think about how much her boobs probably cost. Nowhere near $1 million. Nobody's getting $1 million boob implants.
Mm-mm.
Guarantee you. Maybe tops 100,000. Tops. If you're going to the grade A top, you know, fucking California.
Maybe 200 if we're gonna really. Whereas if we're really going high, let's just say.
I don't think that's even possible. I would think 100 grand tops. They do boob jobs like crazy out there. Especially so in LA. Cheap, because
there's a high need cheap. For them.
That's what I'm saying. So 100 grand is probably way too high. But so let's say you got 75 grand boobs. And now you're going to insure them for $1 million. Does that even make any sense? Mm-mm. Can we, our house, can we insure it for, I don't know, 500,000?
We'd pay more. We could. We would just have to pay for them. For our insurance to be more.
That just doesn't, to me, it makes no sense. Like, to me.
Why would you insure it for more than it's worth? Like, yeah, that's what you I'm could, thinking.
I think that you would have a cap on what it's worth.
See, like,
you
our house.
You can't insure it for more than what it's worth.
Yeah,
right?
Our house. Well, no, our house was insured for more than it was worth, but only a couple of thousand because it was just an even number. But we could always decrease. Like, if we get it assessed later and it's less than what originally
yeah, it
was
will
worth,
be.
Then we can probably put our insurance down for less. But I'm saying when we bought the house, we were insuring it for like $2,000 more than what it was worth. But then that way it pays for other stuff that's in the house.
But I'm just saying, I guarantee couldn't cost more than $100,000 for her boobs. And she mm-hmm. banked them for $1 million. How's that even possible? I don't understand how that's even possible.
That's just stupid. Like, it's not even, like, it's just stupid. I think it's stupid. Anyway, sorry to go off track there, but we were talking about boobs, and I just thought, why not bring it in there? So we're going to talk about Occupy Wall Street now. Go, Ryan.
Well,
it's yours.
Since today is Friday and we're planning on doing another episode tomorrow, we're going to talk more about Occupy Wall Street. But today, tonight, whatever, I just want to talk about their demands that were put out. And it's not necessarily all of them, because, of course, there are liberty activists out there on the Occupy. And the Occupy is spreading across the nation. Like, I don't know, I saw this map of the U.S. and it showed all these, you know, plugs of where the Occupy events are. And there are so many where you can't even tell where they're at. Like, they're spreading like wildfire. It's great, but they just need to get the message right, because it just feels like it's too much of a leftist message to me. And especially after reading these demands, I don't know. It's kind of crazy to me. So, I guess I'll just read the demands and then we can comment about
okay.
them. There's a few. Couple of them are kind of long. This first one's kind of long. Demand one, restoration of the living wage. This demand can only be met by ending free trade. Well, right there you just lost me. Free trade, and I'm assuming they mean free market by that. They want to end free market. Okay, well, there has never been a free market in the U.S. I don't even know if there's been a free market fully anywhere in the whole world. But free market means no government involvement in the economy. That's what that means. That's what the free part means. I think I've went over this before.
Yeah.
Anyway, but anyway, okay. By ending free market, by reimposing trade tariffs on all imported goods. No, that's taxes. You want to put taxes on imported goods from China and such. How about we just stop stealing from everyone and we just produce? How's that? And then we have voluntary interaction. How about that? Entering American market to level the playing field for domestic family farming and domestic manufacturing. All that subsidized anyways. Nations are dumbing. Okay, I'll go to demand two. Institute a universal single payer healthcare system. So basically, they want universal health care. Do you understand that universal health care will come from the government? So, to you, it may seem like you're not paying anything, but in actuality, you are paying your taxes. Your taxes will go directly to funding whoever is sick. I don't want my money stolen to fund whoever's sick. If I feel like paying for someone who is sick, I will pay for them as I feel. Voluntarily. That's why I'm a voluntarist. So, demand one and two. No. Ridiculous. Demand three. This one's short. Guaranteed living wage income regardless of employment. So what is your living wage income? I don't know what that is. And all these businesses have to guarantee whatever that living wage is. You're going to destroy those businesses. So way to go. You're going to get zero jobs when you're trying to create jobs. Demand four. I love this one. Very short. Free college education.
How's that going to happen?
Who is paying for your free college education? Just curious. People, these kids get this free high school education right now. But who pays for that? Me.
Yep.
And I have zero kids. And I don't care to pay for my neighbor's kids for their education. Mm-mm. Nor do I care to pay for you, Mr. Occupy Wall Street, for your college education. I don't want to pay for that. You say free college education, but guess what? It's not free. Not free for all of us. I have to pay for that via my taxes. It's not even my taxes. It's their taxes. I'm a slave. Anyways. Demand five. Begin a fast-track process to bring the fossil fuel economy to an end, while at the same time bringing the alternative energy economy up to energy demand. Well, the only way that you could do that is to get the government out of that, because the government's not going to move from the gas. I mean, if you watch the Who Killed the Electric Car, you'll find out some good stuff about that. Demand six, $1 trillion in infrastructure. Spending towards water, sewer, rail, roads, bridges, electrical grid. So they want the government to spend $1 trillion right now. As they have a what's the fucking debt? 24 trillion, whatever the fuck it is.
Figure it out.
They want the government to spend $1 trillion in infrastructure, water, sewer, railroads, bridges. How about you just fucking don't spend a damn thing, release your fucking government monopoly, and allow the free market to exist? Your water, your sewer, your rail, your roads, your bridges, your electrical grid will exist like eight times over. There will be these companies competing to have each one of these industries. You will have, you know, enormous amounts of companies to put your money towards whatever you want, whichever company excites you the most, whichever company that you like the most, whichever company is not using violence to get what they want, like the state does, to create these monopolies on all these services that you just named. Anyways, demand seven. $1 trillion in ecological... here's another $1 trillion.
Wait, how many steps are they planning?
13. We're on seven.
Oh my goodness. No, for to them, like, oh my God, like, they have all these steps and they can't even do them. Like, you know what I mean? They can't even accomplish them. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
They might be able to if they can get someone into the government that agrees with them. I mean, they're basically Democrats. They're leftists. That's all this is. This is leftist shit.
I'm sorry for interrupting you. Go ahead.
This one's another $1 trillion in ecological restoration planning, forests, reestablishing wetlands and natural flow of river systems. So basically it's saying that we want to spend $1 trillion of taxpayer money to make the environment better, which basically they are missing this major point that the government is the biggest what's it called? Hello.
Waste, like,
into
pollution.
The pollution.
Yeah, pollution. They give the most pollution into the environment.
They are the biggest pollution organization in the world. The U.S. government.
I agree.
There's this video about how many... you know, those bombs that they drop. They keep dropping.
Droids?
No.
Not the droid bombs?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. A droid sounds like a phone to me. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, I'll move on. And I lost my voice.
You're number 8.
Demand 8. Racial and gender equal rights amendment. No. I understand what they're trying to do there, but you don't need an amendment because the Constitution does nothing anyway, so why does that even matter? Allow people to do what they want to do so long as they don't hurt other people. If someone wants to open a business and not allow black people into their business, good luck to them. Let's see how long that lasts. Let's see how long your business lasts. Good luck. Let them do it. You don't need to stop them by force from doing that. Their business will fail. Give it time. It will fail.
Because there's people out there, even if they're not black, they'd see that and they'd think, well, that's racist. I'm not gonna support someone who is racist.
It doesn't even matter about that. It's just you are not going to supply for your business. Like, you are not going to get the money for your business.
Very true.
Unless you set up shop and you have this sort of compound where everyone is racist just like you. So you only cater to your racist friends. And even then, you're not going to make enough money. Your business is going to fail.
Yeah.
You need to have outside business. If you know how to run a business, you need customers of all colors, all shapes, all sizes, all races.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll just move on. Demand 9, open borders, migration. Anyone can travel anywhere to work and live. That's the one I totally agree with. Nothing else to say about that. Open the borders, please. Demand 10, bring American elections up to international standards of a paper ballot precinct counted and recounted in front of an independent and party observers system. I don't believe in voting, so. Demand 11, immediate across-the-board debt forgiveness for all. This is really silly.
Yeah, this I agree
with. It sounds great. I could give up all my credit card debt that I have. But the one thing that you have to do is say, who pays for this?
Yeah.
And what you don't realize is that all taxpayers pay for this. So actually, you would be paying for your own damn debt, basically. Let me just read this. Immediate across-the-board debt forgiveness for all. Debt forgiveness of sovereign debt, commercial loans, home mortgages, home equity loans, credit card debt, student loans, and personal loans now. All debt must be stricken from the books. World bank loans to all nations, bank to bank debt, and all bonds and marginal call debt in the stock market, including all derivatives or credit default swaps. All $65 trillion of them must also be stricken from the books. And I don't mean debt that is in default. I mean all debt on the entire planet, period.
Oh, jeez.
Good luck.
That is not... Oh, my God. I don't even know how they...
If you have a contract, as far as debt is concerned, you must live up to your contract. That's how it goes. I understand, yes, and I agree that it would be great to forgive all my credit card debt that I have, but I don't want to put it violently upon another American, any other American.
True.
And that's what this would do.
This is someone would do.
Everyone. This is complete socialism, communism, whatever you want to call it, but Demand 12... outlaw all credit reporting agencies.
So it goes along with the last one, kind of.
It's like, how can you even give a loan to anyone? How can you monitor that? And I really kind of like, I don't necessarily like the credit reporting agencies because they're kind of government regulated too, but something that's kind of like that is the eBay and the Amazon sort of reporting agencies, and those are totally free market type of things that I think could exist in a truly free market, real life, non-internet sort of way, and they would be awesome. You would get your rating as if you were a good seller, if you were a good buyer, on regular items, not necessarily just on Amazon or eBay, just in your everyday goddamn life.
Yeah.
You know?
Very true.
And if you fail to pay for shit that you said that you were going to buy, then you're going to get deducted. And then people aren't going to want to sell to you. They're of course not. Yeah, why course. Would they?
You're going to lose your own business.
And the last one. Allow all workers to sign a ballot at any time during a union organizing campaign or at any time that represents their yay or nay to having a union represent them in collective bargaining. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of unions.
Me neither.
So, that was that.
But they're everywhere.
Those are the demands.
So, they basically, were they saying that you would have to be involved in that? Like, to help represent the union if you're like a higher up teacher or like a whatever, not even teacher, but like a worker at the factory or whatever has the unions.
No, I just said for people to support the unions if they came into whatever it was. So, all right. That's all I had for that. So, what bitching?
Yes, the bitching.
What you got?
You can go first. I'm going to let you go first.
I was just going to bitch about student loans because I have student loans. And the reason that my student loans are ridiculous is because the government started allowing all these crazy student loans with horribly low interest rates and such. So,
if any. Some of them don't even have any.
So because they did that... what it did to the market, you know, they're messing with the market here. They forced all the colleges to increase their prices hardcore because, I mean, they're getting the money no matter what, right? These colleges. So they're like, well, why not? And why wouldn't you? You can't blame the colleges. You always have to strike the root, and always, in all these cases, we've already talked about it tonight, all these cases, the root is the goddamn government. You can't blame the banks. They took free money that was offered to them by the government, from you, yes, but the government is the only one that could steal the money from you to give to them. Why would you not take it? I would take it. Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes with the colleges. The colleges, all these kids were offered tons and tons of money go to any college you want. Here's, yes, we're going to give you all the loans you want, all the loans you want. And all these kids have tons and tons of money. These colleges are like, well, we can up our price. Let's start upping our price. Let's go. Every year they keep upping their price because they're going to get the money. The money is coming in. This is why. But you got to go to the root. Mm-hmm. The root is government giving the goddamn money to the kids. Very so true. They can go to college.
Very true.
The government creates these bubbles. This is another bubble. This is the next bubble. We have this housing bubble that was created by government by giving all this money to people to get their houses because George Bush came out there and said, it's your human right to have a house. And so they gave all these fucking loans like crazy to people who did not deserve to have these loans, that could not pay these loans. And this is what happens. This is what the government creates, all this shit. They created that bubble and it burst. And now they have been creating this college loan bubble. It's going to burst. Get ready for it.
Now, when you think it's going to burst, what's going to happen then?
I don't know. It's impossible to know.
Because the house, Ron Paul talked about how the housing bubble, and it burst. And
well, basically,
we all know what happened there, but what's going to happen then?
Basically, the same thing that happened with the housing bubble. People stop buying houses. People are going to stop going to college. It's not going to be that big thing.
Because they're not going to get money to go there, so they can't go there.
It's going to be impossible to go.
Okay.
And so it's going to become...
What about the private schools? That's the same thing, probably, because people get kids.
There's hardly any that are fully private. There's hardly any. So that doesn't even matter.
I guess it's going to point out the schools that are fully private, because those are the only ones that are going to be running.
I'm just saying, it's basically a monopoly. There's hardly any, there's barely any. Good luck. If you want to go find a private fucking college, good luck. Go find it. Good luck. Compete against that monopoly. It's seriously impossible.
Gotcha.
Well, that's a lot of dead air right there.
Sorry. I know it was my turn. If you were still working on your bitching or what was going on,
I'm good.
So on my bitching, I guess I don't know if I have two bitchings or not, but my first, I don't like is on Facebook. I'm not very happy with Facebook lately.
Why?
Well, first off, because they're changing everything, and I'm not good with change. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not very good with change. I don't like when things change when I don't decide to change them. If I decide to change something, it's completely fine because that's my choice. But when Facebook decides to change things, I'm not very good because I have a choice on it. For instance, the original change was when they changed the new profile setting. I know things have to change and evolve and stuff, but it was like you don't have a choice to keep your old Facebook profile or the new one. They said, oh, well, if you're not going to pick this, well, in 30 days, it's going to just change automatically anyway, so it doesn't matter. I eventually just picked it anyways, whatever.
And how do you feel about my thang in your mouth?
So now, I just, I feel like it's kind of a MySpace in a way. Not to the extent, you know what? I don't even think it's that much of a MySpace, because in MySpace, I still feel like I could change my page to what I want. I could have the background I wanted. And it wasn't like MySpace was going to change on me. I changed my MySpace page when I wanted to. Facebook is just changing when it wants to. It's add things when it wants to. And it doesn't care who's on there.
Right,
it
but MySpace became very glitchy. And that's what I refer to Facebook as becoming MySpace, is because I will try and open up just my page, and it takes like 8 million years just for the whole thing to load.
That's true. It does take a long time.
I'll click on somebody
load.
Else's, and it's like, we got to load all these side windows and shit for you. Mm. That's how I refer to it as like MySpace. So because like, MySpace started doing that and getting very glitchy. Like you would click on shit and it would take 8 years and you would start getting pop-ups and shit. I haven't got any pop-ups from Facebook, but I remember pop-ups from MySpace and just complete, like, it wasn't doing what I wanted to do. I liked MySpace
in a sense that, like, you know, you could put music on there. You got to choose your background. You got to choose the layout. Like, I did, like, ultimately, MySpace was a better, it was more freedom-oriented if you thought about it. Like, you could choose the way you wanted your profile to look. You could make the color. You have to admit, it was. Now, Facebook, you go on there, it's the same thing. And then if the head of Facebook decides that they want to change the layout. Yes, it is. No, he also makes the decisions. Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. He is living on his own land. He is shooting. He has this huge land facility with animals on his land, and he shoots what he eats. He's totally switched his lifestyle.
Well, that's fine, but what happens if freaking Facebook trash?
This is what I'm saying.
Then his lifestyle is going to change. It's next. Do you understand? Any money.
No. No. He has people working for him that control Facebook.
So if I complain to him, he wouldn't change anything?
No. And
well, then fuck that shit. Me and my friends are fucking getting off Facebook then.
This is what he's doing. He's living his life on his exorbitant amount of land because he has tons of money. But any meat he eats, he kills. And that's the way to do it. Like,
I'm not saying that's wrong.
If I could fucking do that, that's the way you should live. If you want to eat your meat, you fucking get your goddamn meat.
Where did you get this knowledge from? I'm just curious.
I've heard it in a few various places. I heard it on the Corolla podcast. I've heard it on Rogan podcast. And I've seen it on Google.
I'm just curious so people know where you're hearing your information from.
Just saying.
I still don't like Facebook, really, and
But I'm saying it has nothing. I'm not saying
I like MySpace either. I don't like Facebook. What I'm
telling
really.
You is it has nothing to do with him. It's his. He has other underlings, and it doesn't matter. And he has these financial people too who will tell him and let him know, and they are these sort of predictor people. Just the same as what's his name, Tom from MySpace had. Tom from MySpace sold MySpace right before it got really ridiculous and was horrible for like $350 million or something crazy stupid. Like, Tom doesn't own MySpace anymore. He got out of that before it fucking tanked. And that's exactly what what's his name, Zuckerberg, will do. Guarantee you. On Facebook. Mm-hmm. He'll get out and he will sell it to fucking Google probably. Or who the fuck knows. But he will sell it and he will gain another 100 mil plus. He's already got hundreds of mil. He's younger than me. He's like 28. He's fine. Like, he's not going to be hurt by your little email saying that I don't like this face. That's what I'm saying.
That's the sick part, Ryan. Like, he should be. Like, that's the fucking sick part.
He's just going to sell it off anyway. Why not?
Anyways, I'm thinking about getting rid of Facebook because I don't fucking want to deal with this shit anymore. It's like, because ultimately, like, my only excuse to keep it is
a couple of years from now. I want to get rid of Google Plus.
I don't even go on there anyways. Google's
getting crazy.
My only thing is that my only problem is...
I cannot believe that I'm actually thinking about masturbating your cat.
The only reason that I actually keep it is because I think, I can talk to people that I don't see every day. But you know what? If I really want to talk to someone that I see every day, then I freaking will pick up the phone and call them. Like, that's the ultimate thing. So why do I need a Facebook? There is no reason for it.
No way.
So anyways, I'm done with that bitching. So I guess the next thing is the survey. Which is your survey because you're giving it to me.
So we're not doing the top 10?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we're running out of time tonight.
Yeah, we're already past 2 hours.
Yeah, I think we're running out of time. We can just save that for later because I kind of noticed that it's kind of late. So that's why I said that.
All right, here we go. Survey. Choose one out of four here.
Okay.
First one, my job is just a job. I don't feel especially passionately about it. That's the first one. Second one, I never work overtime unless it's absolutely necessary. Third one, getting ahead at work is one of my top priorities right now. Fourth one, even when I am pretty happy with my current job or guy, I wonder if there is a better fit out there for me. Watch your answer here.
The third one.
Getting ahead at work is one of my top priorities.
Yep.
Choose one. Four again. First one. I could see myself as the CEO of a company one day. Second, I often find it hard to make decisions about the direction I want my life to take. Third, I'm not looking for a serious relationship at this point in my life. Fourth, I've fantasized about my ideal fairy tale wedding.
The second one.
I often find it hard to make decisions about the direction I want to take in my life.
Yes.
We need background music or something. This is kind of weird. You don't have any background music loaded.
It's okay. We'll just go with it for tonight.
Go what?
We'll just go with it for tonight.
This is not the first night. Even after I get married and have kids, I want to continue working. Second, I don't have a clear idea of where I'll be 5 years from now. Third, I live by my own rules. If I feel like it, I'll dance on the tabletop, put sexy pictures of myself online, or dump a guy because I found someone better. Fourth, after I have kids, I'd strongly consider quitting work.
The second one.
I don't have a clear idea of where I'll be in 5 years from now.
Yep.
Okay, that was a lot of silence.
Well, I don't know if there's another question. Is it going slow?
Yes, there's some more music.
I know more, it was close.
Sounds.
Sorry, I didn't realize it was that slow.
We are pretty drunk on Liberty. I'm trying to put some background music to this. That's what I'm trying to do. Sounds good. There we go. Okay. Choose one. Just a second. Yes, I want to marry, but only if I find the right guy. Second, rather than having one type, I like to date all different kinds of guys, from a writer to a banker to a personal trainer. Basically, I'm a whore. I added that. Third, I have a clear idea of the kind of man I want to end up with, and if I'm already hitched, I had an image beforehand of who my dream guy would be. Fourth, partying is one of my favorite pastimes.
I guess three.
I have a clear idea of the kind of guy I want to end up with.
Yeah.
And if I'm already hitched, I had an image beforehand of who my dream guy would be.
I guess, yeah. That would be it.
Choose one. I won't feel fulfilled unless I get married and have kids. Sometimes I'll have one-night stands or random hookups with guys. I don't need a relationship to be happy. Or it takes me a while before I'll completely commit to a guy.
What was the first one? Oh, it was the marrying up kids one. None of those apply to me. What do I say to that?
Huh?
None of those apply to me. Because the first one's about marrying and have kids. The second one was about
random hookups.
And I don't do that.
Third one's I don't need a relationship to be happy. And the fourth one, it takes me a while before I'll completely commit to a guy.
But I can, like, I don't know. I guess four. I don't know. Four.
On average, I go out to a club, bar, or house party at least 3 times a week. That's the first one. Second one. I love trying new things, whether it's traveling to a foreign country, tasting foods I've never had before, or listening to a variety of music. Third, I never particularly like dating around. Fourth, I believe I can achieve any goal I put my mind to.
Two. The second one.
I love trying new things. That's the longest one. We're done. Finally.
What am I?
Girlfriend material.
Oh, I'm a girlfriend material.
While she may have a job, this eager to be hitched chick. Uh-oh.
All right. We're
probably doesn't some. Have a career. At least well, not what? One to which she's attached. Her main focus is landing a man. 60% of this group what? Don't think it's important to have a fulfilling career. She probably
it's not even close to me.
She probably spends a good deal of the day playing online, chatting with friends, and yeah, waiting for 5 p.m. to roll around so she can see her guy.
Well,
or,
wait for him at 5 p.m., but yeah.
If single, scope out potential beaux at the bar with pals.
That's a lie.
Traditional to the core, she gladly devote herself to family. Her idea of happiness is settling down with the love of her life.
Oh my god. That was not even, half of it was not even true. Oh, that was a bad survey.
I take it you're a virgin.
Yeah, you're right, I am. So, I mean, that wasn't even true then. That's a really
would you get bad. Naked?
It made me seem desperate. I'm not. Obviously, I have already a man, so I'm not desperate.
What bra size do you wear?
Oh, God, I don't have to think about that. Depends on
you on
day.
Birth control?
No.
Are you still a virgin?
No.
You like doggy?
No.
It will be nice. I think you will love it.
No, I won't. No matter what you say, I won't. Unless it's flowers.
You are hookers.
No, wow. I'm not a hooker.
Okay.
Okay, anyways. So I
we
think that was about
this
it.
Shit. We
yeah.
are done.
Well, we are way done.
What's the last song here? You gotta let me
know.
Oh,
yes. I got my last song is by...
Actually, I gotta load it, so...
Oh, we can talk about it.
I don't
it's
have
about
it,
Jax
so.
Man. It's by Jax okay. Mannequin, and it is called Mixtape. Originally, my favorite song by the singer is actually called Constantine, but it's not Jax Mannequin. It's something corporate. But the song is way too long, so I can't play it. So this is my next song that I really like by him, and it's when he switched bands, which is his new band's called Jax Mannequin, but it's the same singer.
Well, this one says 27 minutes long, so I don't know why. But
it's Mixtape. It's not 27 minutes long.
Okay. Are we done then?
Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Great episode.
Yes, indeedy.
Peace out, bitches. Here we go. Jax Mannequin, the Mixtape.
This is morning. It's when I spend the most time thinking about what I've given up. This is a warning. When you start the day, just close the curtains. You're thinking about what I've given up. Where are you now? As I'm swimming through the stereo, I'm writing you a symphony of sound. Where are you now? As we rearrange the songs again.
you left when you broke into my house. I'm retracing every step you made. And you said you meant it. And there's a piece of me in every single second of every single day. But if it's true, then tell me how we got this way. I can't get to you. I can't get to you. And I can't get to you. You know. And where are you now? This is my mixtape for her. It's like a rose.